Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Having the crossover.
What?
Powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com.
What a great off-air conversation. I can't wait to resume at the commercial break.
I hope you know I'm not exaggerating what I said.
I believe you. I believe you. Josh, Jimmy, Nick, good afternoon.
What's up, bro?
Good day, mate. Howdy, Connor.
Nothing's up. Nothing's up. No baseball tonight. I know you're sad.
Says the snow.
I know you're sad.
It's all melted, basically.
Yeah. It's all
I couldn't believe it when I drove in. I was like, wow, it's basically all gone already.
But it's going to be muddy.
I haven't talked to Josh at all today before this very moment. But I feel like there's something brewing, maybe. Because this feels like it's pretty ripe.
If you are in our stream right now, or if you're not, rather, I need to speak to you. The super below my name says, is the snow done?
He's pondering, folks.
You know what's interesting? The last year, around this time when he made the announcement, John was also gone. I think he's scared to do it around John.
No,
could be.
Nick, it's not that I'm scared.
You're shaking in your boots.
I knew the snow would return. Correct, boy.
Here's the thing, though.
But now
you did this.
I think it's done.
You're doing this. You're doing this with this. You've done it with the Grumball. These predictions are nonsense. You used to go out on limbs.
What do you mean?
You used to say
everyone thought McDermott was going to leave, and I said he's back.
You used to say the snow is done in February.
Well, it. I was wrong.
He's calling you soft, Josh.
I'm going to be correct.
Is it the whole?
Are you getting soft in your old age?
No.
Is it the whole bit that you're wrong?
No, I want to be correct.
Oh, I thought the bit was that you're wrong.
He just often ends up wrong.
Yeah, I end up being wrong, but I don't want to be wrong. I love being correct.
Did it stick to the sidewalk or the streets that you're around your place?
I had some on my driveway this morning.
You had none. Like, for whatever reason, just didn't.
I mean, over here, it looks fine. It's just wet. But yeah. Like, I wore my spikes today when I went for my jaunt. Just to make sure that my feet weren't. I didn't want to slip. I didn't want to fall. I didn't want to break my hip.
You ran outside still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not trying to run on the treadmill. No, thank you.
No, I hate treadmills.
It's the worst.
I also hate running. So it's a different deal for me.
Odson comments with his wrench. He got scared protecting the undefeated record. Now that he's taken an L, he can throw him out like candy.
That's a good point.
I think you should start doing that more. I think you should start throwing out bad predictions all the time. Because it's pointless if you're just making
ask me. It's a ton of fun.
Yeah?
Jimmy!
Yeah, Jimmy, we know that you're very wrong.
Now, we don't have to blow this Mike Trout topic here.
No, the snow's a bust.
It's coming. The snow and the Mike Trout topic. That was a in general
it's
reference.
So, if you guys have 10 minutes cut out on your show, that's our
no,
let's
do
it already.
Let's do it. Honestly, the McDermott thing, I DM'd him earlier. I said, hey, now that we have that, we're going to have to drop something from our little rundown.
Perfect.
But now whatever.
We'll make it right here.
Let's drop the Trout stuff and let's just do it here.
Should we give context to people that may not know what
we're
talking
about? That's what I was going to ask, Jimmy. Before we absolutely destroy you.
Okay. I'm here for it, by the way.
I just want to know how this starts.
I would like to hear the
because
the
I
context.
Believe,
yes.
And this may be a around the realm of the snow is done. I believe
around the realm.
You both may agree with me when I'm done.
Nope.
Why don't you go ahead and say
no?
So for anybody that is not a listener to the After Hours Lounge, we were talking about it. And it got brought up around the aspect of Victor Wembanyama and what does success look like for him in his entire career.
Okay.
And
that's a fun topic.
I agree. And Dan was very much on the board of it's going to work out. He's going to win multiple championships. And I was more around the realm of what if he ends up like Mike Trout and he's just really, really good but doesn't win a title? And then it got to a discussion of does that make you a bust? And in my opinion, when you're quote-unquote the best in your sport, and I agree, it is totally different in baseball. It is not the same as football. It's not the same as basketball. But if you are considered the best of the best in your sport for a period of time, if you are considered a first ballot Hall of Famer at that point, but you are never able to convert it even to a playoff win, I don't know if I could consider you a full success and to some degree a bust. But it's a different. It's different than talking about Jamarcus Russell versus a guy who has.
Yeah, that's my main complaint.
Yeah.
The bust is the wrong word.
Yes, because I just... But
is it, though?
Yes. Just, Nick, so Jimmy, I searched define sports bust because I wanted to know what it is. In the context of professional sports, a bust is a term used to describe a player who has failed to live up to expectations, often due to poor performance or injury.
I think that's the right definition then.
No way.
No. Nobody says about a player, this guy's going to win five championships. They say how good of a player he's going to be.
Which statistically
that's the expectation.
And listen, if we're talking about a guy that has made it to a World Series and just couldn't, like, if we're talking about Jim Kelly, right? I don't think anybody looks at Jim Kelly as a bust, but I think
nobody looks at Mike Trout as a bust.
Yes, except for you. It's the wrong term.
What would the correct term be then? Define it for me.
Unlucky to be on the Angels.
I'd say, he is a baseball player. It's just so different. I'm trying to think. So, like, would you say Charles Barkley
is Charles Barkley?
He's not a bust.
He's not, but he's made it to an NBA, or he's made it to an NBA Finals. This is such a one-of-one discussion, though, right? Like, there's no...
So Mike Trout becomes not a bust when he wins one playoff series? Or, like, what?
How would we talk about LeBron if he had all the success that
he has?
But
that's basketball.
Hold on. I know, but just for the context of the conversation, how would we discuss LeBron if he's had everything he has right now, but he's 0-for in the finals?
If he got to, what has he been to, 11 finals?
He'd be a playoff choker, but we wouldn't say he's a bust.
Yeah.
We say he's a choker.
But we can't even really call Mike Trout a choker because he's only been there one time. It's one of those things that he's widely been considered the best player in the world for like 4 to 5 years, and never even, he made it to one playoff series, and in that playoff series went 1 of 12 at the plate too. It's not like he got there and did.
Nobody was stopping the Royals
so
that year.
When he makes first ballot in the Hall of Fame, are you still going to call him a bust?
I mean, Charles Barkley is too, but it's one of those things that there's a difference between, I guess, being a bust in the sense of the word that I'm talking about, where it's you have all of these expectations, and you've just never been able to deliver on them.
So, like I said, Ted Williams never made the playoffs. You think Ted Williams is a bust? See, and that's where defining him as bust is the wrong term.
I just think it's impossible to grade it at this time. Like, it's something that, will it even be to...
You're grading it!
No, you're the one who's doing it!
I'm aware, but I don't think you can say that I'm right and I can say that you're wrong in this moment.
I think we have enough data on Mike Trout to know whether or not he's a bust. We have the stats.
So
Three MVPs.
Has been...
Best player of his generation.
Okay, and then has nothing to show for it.
He has the MVPs.
He has the MVPs.
And respected all of his peers.
Yeah. And he's hit, you know, like 30 bombs every year. Like, that works.
300 and Shohei are best friends.
300 hitter, lifetime average.
He got Shohei and didn't win a playoff series either.
368 home
runs. Like, Jimmy, nobody comes in, like, when there's a highly touted prospect who comes into the league, and he's not, the LeBron thing was different. LeBron was 1 of 1. Mike Trout's not 1 of 1. Mike Trout is a historically very, very good baseball player. Right, like he is one of the best of all time. He's not one of them.
I never said he was bad at baseball, by the way.
Let me explain this. So he's not LeBron, he's not Michael Jordan, he's not one of one. So when guys like that come into the league, we don't talk about them, and especially in baseball, we don't talk about him and say, oh man, just think about what this guy's gonna do for the Angels. He's gonna win 6 championships and he's gonna do this and this and this. No, it's about, in baseball, having an awesome 20-year career, however long your career lasts, where you can accumulate the stats to become one of the greatest players of all time. He's done that. That's how we talk about baseball players.
Do you think he deserves any sort of flack for the fact that they did get him Shohei Ohtani, they did get him Anthony Rendon, and he's still, like, there's...
Why does it fall on him? Why doesn't it fall on Ohtani?
Because he was the
rest of the team.
He was the original piece, right? Like, it was like trying to build around him. He was there first. He had all this success. When he got more star power and more people to contribute to the team,
they get Pujols.
Nothing
him?
Changed. Yeah. No. Wasn't he in their second year?
I don't know.
I think he came in Trout's second or third season.
Let's focus on the word bust for just a couple of moments.
Sure.
Amazing Daniel says there is no sense of the word this makes sense in. Does he think Dick Butkus, Gale Sayers, or bust? Literally, nobody uses the term that way. And an email from Nelson writes, not a bust, but a disappointment or underachiever is a better word.
Maybe underachiever is where I'm going here.
I read you the definition of bust, Jimmy. That is not what he is.
I don't know if I would say underachieve, though, because I think he's been achieving.
From a team perspective, I think you just view baseball way differently than I do.
You're basketball brain in this.
Yes, you 100% are.
Maybe a little too much.
What about his pitching staff? Like, he doesn't control the pitching staff. He is one player among 9 guys who bat on a regular basis. How many pitchers pitch? Like,
there's only so much.
Like, LeBron, if he never won a title, bust wouldn't be the term I would use, but I would say I mean, way underachieved because he is one of five guys and one of 10 on the floor. That's 20% of a starting lineup and 10% of the overall game itself.
Do you think we look at this differently if he's not in LA? If he's not playing for the Angels?
Absolutely not. Nobody cares about the Angels anyway.
He'll have the stats.
That's more what I mean, though. Because
if he was on the Yankees?
Because I think about the Dak Prescott situation. I'm not saying this because you're here, but Dak is getting crushed. And he's never been an MVP, but he's had MVP level.
If he played
seasons.
For the Titans, nobody would care.
Nobody would care. Exactly. Yeah, and I think that Mike Trout gets a pass for the lack of success in the postseason. The MVP has absolutely helped, but
football is different.
It is, but I'm trying to think of a comp to.
Is there a
situation.
Baseball comp you got for him?
I'm trying to. I've been racking my.
I mean,
brain.
When I said he's one of one, that's what I meant. The fact that there's nobody else that has.
But Jimmy,
this
I brought up Ted Williams, Ernie Banks, those guys were. I mean, Ted Williams is. Some consider him still the greatest hitter of all time. Dude didn't play in the playoffs. It's baseball. It's just such a different sport.
It's just not the way we talk about it. It's just it's baseball is about the accumulation of a 20-year career and the amount of availability you have throughout it and your consistency, Consistency is rewarded, and I mean he's just been exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the player.
Amazing Danny says if he was a Yankee, we wouldn't be talking about this because he would have had more postseason success.
Nobody would ever think going into anyone's career, especially a highly touted prospect like he was, first round draft pick. Nobody would ever be like, well, this guy needs to win
titles
ever.
But I'm not
however many championships.
We're not even talking about championships. He's never
playoffs,
won a playoff game.
It doesn't. It's.
But it's baseball.
Yeah.
See, like
that's not up to him.
So Caleb Williams is going to get drafted number one, right, next month, and the expectation for him will be
if the Bears stay at one, they may not take him. I don't
think
they will.
Trading Justin Fields, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's unpack this one.
I still
later.
Don't think it's going to happen. But
let's
go
unpack this
you
one
don't
later.
Think, what?
We're going to unpack. We're on one already. Let's worry about that one later. We're still on the Trout train.
No, Jimmy will be here all next week, so I can't wait. Okay,
we're on the Trout train.
He'll get drafted.
Thanks, Nick.
Number three overall.
Sure.
Whatever. The expectation for him will be Super Bowls. That's the expectation for him.
Correct.
A basketball Wembanyama. The expectation for him is championships. Baseball players never get picked number one, and it's like Bryce Harper wasn't drafted number one. It's like, yep, he's going to bring the Nationals a World Series. It was just like, let's see
know.
How good
I heard
he is.
That.
I'm sure you did in your weird internet.
But I mean, we also don't remember where players get. Do you remember the spot that Mike Trout got drafted?
I don't. But there was talk about generational. I mean, wasn't 12th or 13th?
Yeah, he was in the 20s.
Okay, I remember it was the first round, but I couldn't remember where it was at. But it's
like we don't. That's not the way we think about it because you can miss
25th overall.
You can miss on a pick in the first round in baseball and it doesn't tank your franchise,
right?
In
the NFL or the NBA.
There's just not that much pressure on the guy because he's not expected to be in the major leagues for another 3 years anyway. And that's just not
exactly because it's baseball.
It's a sport that values longevity. It's a sport that values consistency, and it doesn't. I don't know that it doesn't value championships, but who's a guy in baseball where we're like, oh, he's won 7 rings, so he's the GOAT?
We don't talk about baseball that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe have that argument with Jeter, but that's just because the Yankees baseball football brain it.
Rings matter for the best basketball players ever and quarterbacks, and I think that that's kind of it.
And
the Jeter thing
just happened when baseball was on TV more across the board too. He was in the middle of the 90s where sports were getting put everywhere as opposed to literally the generation.
I mean, he won.
Him.
He was a great player.
Yeah.
He won,
but he's not the best.
I just think he got put up on a bigger pedestal just because it was more visible.
How many playoff games did J.J. Watt win? I don't care though. It doesn't change my opinion on his greatness as a player, even though he was one of the best defensive linemen that I've ever seen in my entire life.
But again, he won one though. He got there. He was able to do it. He got there. It's such a weird dichotomy because it is just this one player that is uber talented, but it never gets talked about that he is so great. But and maybe this is for a conversation for after his career, because let's say his back heals up and they just go on this monster run. That's not going to happen. But I mean, if it were, it's a mute point. But it's just at this point.
Wait, so if he's age 38 and he's on a championship team and he plays 52 games for him.
He's clearly got to be a piece of the puzzle.
Jimmy, Josh Otson asked this. How do you feel about Ken Griffey Jr.? Is he a bust?
Never made a World Series.
But there was discussion about him not living up to his potential, right? But that was all because of injury, though. Like, it's one of those things that when...
He had 600 home runs!
No, yeah. I know. But people were looking at him as the Michael Jordan of baseball.
Not living up to or that's a career cut short is a way different conversation.
That's two different things, but it's one of those things that, like, for Griffey, I think the bar was set so high, he was never going to be everything he was promised, especially after his injuries added up. But again, obviously a great player. One of the best of all time.
See, like, Alex Rodriguez would have been a nice comp before he went to the Yankees.
Yeah, and he got hammered for this stuff. Nobody talks about Mike Trout.
No, he didn't. His team got hammered.
Well,
the contract was what got hammered, not him, though.
A-Rod had the 1 year with the Yankees where they were in the playoffs, and he was horrible.
Yeah, he disappeared.
But I'm saying before he got to the play, when he was just with the Rangers, nobody ever was like...
No.
I guess he had also been on the Mariners before that, too, and they did go to the playoffs. So it's a little bit different. But yeah, I mean,
again,
he had the thing with the Yankees where he slapped the glove.
It was such a one-of-one situation, though, that there's nobody else to compare it to.
Except for Ted Williams and Ernie Banks. Okay. Those guys are Hall of Famers. They're incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good example. I mean, that's the trajectory.
When this came up the other day, those are the first two guys that I thought.
They literally never even made the playoffs.
Now, I know it's a different era. Fewer teams made it, but still much.
That's the exact trajectory he's on.
And is that even more of like a slight towards Trout, is the fact that he does have more of a shot at making it now? Like,
see, but for you, it must be. I just don't care about baseball in that, like, the rings way. It's just such
I'm not even talking about rings. Like, you guys keep bringing up championships. This is a guy that's never won a playoff game that is widely considered the best. Like, think about what all has to go in. Like, are the Angels, do we really look at the Angels as that bad of a franchise?
Yes, they're horrible.
Dude, they had Shohei and Trout, and they didn't go to the playoffs with them.
That's rough.
They have notoriously what's known as one of the worst owners in
sports. I mean, Jimmy, think about that. They had two guys that are among the top, five players in the sport at the same time, and they didn't even sniff the postseason. You don't look at that and say something must be
going
on with
front office
franchise.
Issue.
But they've gotten peace. Like, okay, their pitching staff has been horrible, obviously.
Yes.
Shohei has talked about it, too. And it's one of those things that, like...
I mean, Jimmy, there's a reason that meme became a thing where it's like the Angels just did something for the first time since the 1800s and they lost.
Maybe in baseball it's not about having pieces.
Yeah.
It's about...
I think that those two on the same team not having any playoff games works against you more than
it does for you. They had Anthony Rendon, they had Albert Pujols, they tried to sign all these guys and it didn't work out for them. I wonder why. It's not like there's a missing piece and it's just like, oh, wow, I must be Mike Trout being so good and that's why they suck. No, it's because they have terrible ownership and terrible leadership, and they always have for like the last 20-plus years, going back to their 0-2 World Series team, like with Mike Socha and the Thundersticks and
Darren Erstad,
you know.
Dude's name
Tim Salmon.
Craig, did they have a guy named Craig?
Craig.
Tim Salmon?
That's his name.
Yeah, Tim Salmon. That's amazing. Like Tim Salmon.
Did they have a guy named Craig? Salmon.
What did Tim
Salmon
do?
Craig Council.
He was on that team? I don't think so.
Was he? Oh.
I don't think so.
What did Tim Salmon do?
He played third base.
Ooh. Third base Salmon.
No, he played outfield. I'm thinking of Trey Gloss.
Did Craig play for the Diamondbacks?
Craig Biggio?
No, I was thinking of Council. He played for the Diamondbacks when they won the World Series.
On the Byung-Young Kim.
Classic World Series.
Every time we talk about baseball.
The 0-1 World Series comes up for Josh.
Jed writes, Barry Sanders won. It's my version of your 2014 Royals for some reason. Jed writes, Barry Sanders won one playoff game in his career and only 6 playoff games played. This conversation is literally the dumbest anyone has ever
heard. Trying to ask you before, Jimmy, like, if he all of a sudden wins a playoff series or a playoff game, like, does he become different in your eyes? Does he become not a bust
just because he makes the second round of the playoffs?
It's a step up, right? I mean, it's one of those things that
it's the same thing.
He's never done it, though.
A lot of people haven't. It's
no, Nick, that's not true. Like, not of this caliber of star.
Ted Williams.
Okay.
So he's one of
3 guys in history.
Those guys are Hall of Famers, though.
Right.
I have never said
Mike Trout is not good at baseball, though.
Would you take him
and turning it into rings and being good? He's obviously a very good player.
Don't use the word bust.
But, like, you're obviously valuing all this playoff success way more than we are. So, like, would you take a guy with rings who was just a little worse than Mike Trout over Trout, like, for your team?
If it means rings?
Is this what you're trying to say? No, I'm just saying a guy who has
you
rings.
You ranking the players.
Yeah.
Not in terms of would you rather have their career.
Yeah. Who's an example? Who could I give as an example?
Who is solid that's won a ring?
Solid, but not Mike Trout level good. Won a ring. Let's see.
Because, like, Manny Ramirez is too good for this conversation, right? He's too good of a player.
How about...
I think that's a fair comp,
Chris
though.
Bryant.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Chris Bryant's nowhere near better than Mike Trout.
But he has a ring.
But he has a ring.
He's just on a... He was on a way better franchise.
In his prime? Nah, I think it'd still probably take Trout. But it's...
Okay, good.
Yes, he would take Mike Trout. Yeah. Yes, he would.
By the way, I looked up who are the best players who have never played in the postseason. And some names that have come up. Felix Hernandez. He was awesome. Mariners pitcher. Kyle Seager.
He never got to the playoffs. I guess I didn't realize that.
The Mariners didn't make the playoffs until a couple years ago, and that was the first time in
20
years, I think. Since 01.
Yeah. Dorktown is a really cool series on the Mariners.
Yeah, I need to watch the rest of that.
It's called Dorktown?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, Maurer? What about Maurer?
Joel Maurer, yeah.
Catcher?
Went to the playoffs a lot. Never beat the Yankees.
No, the Twins always lost to the Yankees.
Mm.
Never won a game.
Josh Wright, Dick Butkus, Gale Sayers.
Jimmy, actually, Joe Maurer is pretty good because won a single game. They went to the playoffs a lot.
Whole stat going into last year, right?
I mean, Joe Maurer is quite obviously much worse at baseball than Mike Trout is. Trout will be a much better player. Joe Maurer is in the Hall of Fame. He never won a single playoff game.
But he got to what, 4-5? When we talked about consistent.
At least. They won the division a lot.
I think they went to 4 in a row, if I'm not
Asian
mistaken.
Joe says, would Jimmy take Chipper Jones over Mike Trout?
Man, I do.
Good
love,
one.
Man, I do love Chipper Jones.
Please answer this question, Jimmy.
The 90s nostalgia in me wants to say yes. Again, but this doesn't... We're talking about his career, not if he's a good baseball player. It's not... Like, the argument
is... the one who said bust, though. We've got him. We've got him trapped.
Just find a different word.
Just turn the ball over and we can move on.
I'm wrong. There you go.
I can't believe it took that long.
It did. Jimmy, that's solid arguing for like 20 minutes here, though.
Yeah, it's like surviving jail.
Just for the sake of
moving. He was like this in the corner.
He still doesn't want to give up, though.
No, he definitely doesn't.
Just for the sake of moving on, I
Tom
guess.
Tom says Ted Williams is quite literally a bust now. I mean, for a guy with ice in his veins, you think he'd be more clutch down the stretch.
Nice.
Yeah, dude sucks.
Tough look for Teddy Williams.
His head's gone.
Mm. Wow. Asian Joe, Jimmy's wrong. Happy New Year. Yeah, Nick, we need to save this one just for
this
that.
This is not going. This is
just
not going.
This one's going on our YouTube later.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
This is going to be a clip.
Oh, yeah. And Nick, give it a nice title. Is Mike Trout a bust? Yeah.
You read my mind.
Oh, hell yeah. No.
Or maybe I'll just put Mike Trout is a bust.
Can you not put my name on here?
Yeah. Yes.
At Connor Happer.
Well, no, because then people will watch it.
Yeah, I don't want to be involved in this,
and then they'll know that
you
were defending Mike Trout.
No, they won't. They'll just look at the headline and see that I was in it and say,
Band 16
that guy doesn't know ball.
Yeah, there you go. What you could name it, Nick, is does Connor Happer think Mike Trout is a bust?
And then the answer is no.
Yeah, the answer is no.
Clickbait.
Yeah. Dave Fite just said, live look at Josh and Connor, and it's, ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Wow, that was a fun crossover.
He still doesn't want to give up, though.
Oh, he definitely doesn't.
He's still scratching and clawing.
I'll be here next week. I'm bringing our
I can't wait
back.
To talk about, you know what, let's just save it for the Tuesday crossover that Caleb Williams won't get drafted by the Bears.
Oh, yeah, what's the conspiracy brain on that?
I think they're trying to drive the market up on the overall trade.
So you think they're going to trade away? They're not that they're going to draft someone else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is I think it's...
So you still think it goes number one, though?
Yeah, I said I don't think they're going to trade Justin Fields is what I said.
They're going to keep Fields.
I just don't think the Bears are taking the Caleb Williams.
You want to talk about a tire fire of an organization. If they keep Fields, I mean, they already kept Eberflus.
That's what I'm saying. That right there is the main reason I don't think they're going to trade him, because I don't think you can bring in a quarterback with a head coach that you're probably 80% sure you're going to fire. And if anybody would do it, it would be the Bears.
I don't understand the thought of bringing him back.
I don't understand. Are you talking about Eberflus?
Yeah.
I
think it's stupid.
That is literally the premise that I'm hanging my hat on, that I think they don't trade Justin Fields.
I guess that's not the worst premise. I think they are going to trade him, but not the worst. That's definitely not as bad of a premise as Mike Trout.
Being a bust?
Yeah.
So you agree?
No. That was a great crossover.
Yeah, it was good. Happy New Year.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. I'm happy to talk about baseball reference pages all day long.
I'm starting to get really excited to talk about baseball. I like baseball.
For the sake of everything.
Nick Grimm of sports.
Dude, he keeps talking about these spring training games.
It's the most important games of the whole year.
I just hope that Mike Trout never again makes the playoffs, because then...
It'd actually be more fun for this argument.
Well, no, I don't care about that.
The YouTube video will age very well.
At the end of his career, we'll all say he made the playoffs once, and he was swept very quickly by the 2014 Kansas City Royals. Mm.
The narrative, there it is.
Mm. By the way, check out an interview that Happer did earlier this week with a guy who wrote a book. Are you going to read that book?
I flipped through it, yeah. I mean, it's not really like a book where you read it. It's kind of like a picture book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the interview.
It's got little blurbs and stuff. Oh. I assume that you didn't listen to the interview. Yeah.
I did not, no.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize it was a picture book.
It's not really a photography book?
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's like a photography. Oh, okay. It's like the illustrated history.
Is it like an end table book?
I just had this image of Happer reading a pop-up book.
It's kind of, I mean, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's super shiny and glossy.
It's a waiting room book.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's not one that you could find at the airport for $10 and that you read one chapter of on your plane. Maybe on our trip, I'll bring my book and I'll read it as we fly off.
To Las Vegas.
Viva
Las Vegas.
Before we say goodbye, Happer, Travis says, I can't wait to hear this crossover at the end of the year and get irrationally angry all over again and holiday drunk tweet at Jimmy.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we need to do this? Do we need Jimmy Allen 1620.
Do we need to make this Happy New Year?
Oh, it's in.
100%.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
I think people need to be
I was watching Nick do it.
Because the build-up to Tim saying, fine, I was wrong, is just classic. It's a great radio.
It's in. This YouTube clip is going to be in.
And nice. We did.
I wish the pause was longer. Yeah. I wish you kind of waited.
Yeah.
And we just did dudes naming dudes for like 15 minutes.
I love talking about old baseball. Current baseball, I'm out. But you give me like
01.
01, baby. I got lots of takes.
He knows about Scott Brosius. That's incredible.
Hell yeah, I do. All right. Bye, Happer.
Goodbye.
That's a crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. The program is up next with Jimmy Allen here on 1620 The Zone.